Transforming Bodies, a judgment-free zone where Trish answers all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Find out what and who is the latest and greatest, and gain clarity on what options are out there to leave you feeling good in your body.
Hello, listeners. It's Trish Hammond here from the Transforming Bodies podcast. And today we've got a special episode for you. I'm actually catching up with specialist plastic surgeon Dr. Naveen Somaiya. He's based in Sydney and he's actually the scientific convener for the 2023 non-surgical symposium up on the Gold Coast in about 2 weeks' time. So welcome, Dr. Somaiya.
Thank you, Trish. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Oh, look, I feel like I muffled my way through that. But anyway, we got there in the end.
That's right.
I'm pretty excited for the non-surgical symposium, because I know that this year is, I mean, every year it gets better and better. And I mean, I've been going for many, actually since the beginning. So every year it just gets better and better when you think it can't get any better. But when I read the highlight for this year and the program, I thought, oh, I need to get this out there to people that have been asking me. So I thought, who's the perfect person to speak to but yourself?
Thank you.
So tell me, what can people attending the non-surgical symposium expect this year?
Okay. So it's a very, very important non-surgical symposium because of the looming regulatory changes coming 1st of July that is going to change the industry like you haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. There are additional compliance requirements and there are additional kind of regulatory policing with APRA, so to speak, to make sure that any of those non-compliance issues are going to be addressed. Now, a lot of the things are governed by the national law. So any kind of non-compliance will be seen as a breach of the national law. So naturally, you're going to have regulatory the burden that comes with it and disciplinary action that may follow. So I think it is very important that the industry realize this and stay on top of it. Every single practitioner in this industry, Trish, likes to provide nothing but the best for the patients. They keep the patient's wellness at the front and center of their practice. But come 1st of July, it is even more important to keep you safe, mm-hmm. keep your patients safer, and your practice successfully sustainable. Very important. Because with this regulatory thing, you just need to be compliant, tick all the boxes, so on and so forth. So we have introduced a few things new in this program, which is going to be a benefit to all the people who do cosmetic injecting. We've got systems in place that you can deploy in your practice that will achieve the safety and the security and the success that you need. Mm-hmm. If you're facial injecting, you'll have a system in place that you can deploy. If your practice is predominantly care of the skin or skincare, you can introduce skincare in a manner that is structured that will keep it functional and sustainable for your patients and your practice. We have a risk mitigating session on Sunday. That is, we have got three illustrious speakers. Dr. Anne Tonkin, who's the chair of the Medical Board of Australia, is coming to give a talk in person to tell us about the new guidelines and how they will impact better patient care. We have Avant has got a risk manager who's called Avant, so it's called Annabel Heron, who's going to be talking about how that medical legal implications of those guidelines can impact you and your practice. We have Dr. Lily Vritik, who is a plastic surgeon based in Brisbane. She's on the ASAPS board and she has a master's in health law. She's going to be talking about risk mitigation of your cosmetic practice. Very useful terms, very timely and very appropriate for the 1st of July changes. On Saturday, you have an entire day of business in addition to the other things going on scientifically. This is about how to structure your business and how to make sure you perform at the top level, because even if you may be the best injector in the world, if you don't have a good, solid, successful, systematic business around you, it'll make a big difference between success and failure. And even if you're a brand new practitioner wanting to enter into business, this is a great structure. This is done by people who are experts in the business field and successful entrepreneurs who have managed to navigate this space before. So all you have to do is follow the guidelines, follow the footpath in the footsteps of successful entrepreneurs ahead of you, and you can make sure that you not only remain committed to your profession, you remain successful in business as well. And if you're an existing business who wants to upscale or scale up or do better things, this is the place to be. I think that's going to be extremely valuable. And I've never seen a business session of this caliber in any meeting that I've been to.
It's just like looking at this, I'm looking at the, because there's the two sessions running at the same time. I'm looking like, oh my God, people are going to be running from one to the other because there's just so much on. And
that's,
like
that's
you said, it covers everything. So you've got the patient care, you've got the clinic growth, and you've also got the APRA guideline stuff.
Guidelines. Yeah. So it's all about making sure you deliver the best in the present context, remain compliant, remain successful, and just avoid any kind of regulatory interruptions to your clinical practice over the next 12 to 24 months.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And is it a sellout this year?
It's soon going to be a sellout. And that's kind of what, as a message, convey. I don't like to sound sales or salesperson, but the NSS does have a capacity. So they usually we kind of peak very soon and then there'll be capacity. So if you haven't got your tickets, please get them. You can sign up and you have the luxury of watching your recordings after the meeting. So if you've missed, if you've been at session one and you would love to go to business session, you can always look at the recordings after the session. So feel free to sign up, and because once you reach capacity, then we're physically closed. We can't entertain more people on board.
Yes, of course. And that's why I asked, because I had a couple of doctors this week that said to me, what's being covered? And I've had the program. So I thought, is it still available? So there are some tickets still available to the end. Well, that's great. I've got to say, I'm uber, uber excited. And normally the Sunday is the day that everyone kind of winds down. There's not as many people. But I think this Sunday, I think is going to probably be one of the most important of the whole lot, really.
Look! I think over the last month, we've had a few webinars and meetings about the new guidelines. And I personally have been to about three webinars, each one lasting for an hour and a half, hour on average, and one of them was for 2 hours. And they are quite intense and they're very nuanced and very subtle, and one word here, one photograph here. And it's like, I'm going like, this is a lot of regulatory compliance issues that has to be done across every single communication of yours, social media channels, social media posts, website content, website photographs, the information you give to your patients, what you tell them, what you can't tell them. It's just incredible. It is like you need to do a master's degree in communicating to cosmetic surgery patients based on new guidelines. There's so much of information there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, I'm so excited. I cannot wait. I know it's going to be, I know every year it always gets better than the year before. I know it's going to be exactly the same this year. So I really look forward to seeing you there.
Look forward to seeing you there too. It'll be good to have everyone on board. And I think, you know, every injector will find that this year's meeting will offer more than just value. It is not just about whether you inject 10 units or 20 units, not about injecting 1 mil or 2 mil. Yes, there's a role for all of that, but all of us know how to do a good job well. But this year is about trying to bring a system around what you do so that your IP is protected, your practice is protected, you are protected, your patient is protected. Excellent. Very important.
You know, before we go, I wanted to just say, so I noticed that this year we've also got a complete 360-degree approach to skin, comprehensive skincare. Do you know a little bit about that, or can you just give us a little bit of insight on that? Because this kind of opens it up next level as well, I think.
It does. Look, this we had, Trisha, at the beginning of – so last year, if you look at last year and the previous few NSSs that I was a convener for, we didn't have a formal scientific advisory committee. I just relied on existing experts like Dr. Goodman to run a few things past him, and you know, Dr. Tim and Dr. Mark Magnuson and other experts in the field. And this year we decided that, look, the industry is so big, so vast and so mature that we should invite a key person from each of the disciplines that gets represented in the non-surgical industry. So we've got a member of the craft group from specialist dermatologists, cosmetic doctors, cosmetic dentists, dermal dermal clinicians, you've got a registered nurse, an enrolled nurse, all on board, and each one gives their own perspective, and that's what helped to enrich the program significantly. And I'm so proud of their commitment and the teamwork that the Scientific Advisory Committee have brought into this meeting. And the skin care and the care of the skin pathway was one such byproduct of this thought process. And all of us have got patients who need care of the skin. Right. It's not to be confused with products. So skincare, unfortunately, is confused with products. But care of the skin is an important feature of non-surgical interventions, because it not only complements what you do deep down, it also helps you to maintain the longevity of your results. Pre-surgery preparation is critical. Post-surgery maintenance is equally important. Ultimately, who's the winner? The patient. But a lot of practitioners, because we all operate in silos and work in independent areas of expertise, the more experienced we are, the less we know of the other things around us, despite massive growth in these areas. So if you compare understanding of skin science over the last 10 years, there's been an exponential growth. What was just starting off as topical applications, and now you're talking about cutaneous transdermal delivery and other things, and in products and technology and molecules are getting smaller, the methods to open the pores are getting bigger, you know, like so there's a whole heap of things that you can do to complement. So this is a good method even for existing practitioners who are experts in the field to come and learn and have their eyes open and say, oh, there's more to this than just putting a few creams and serums. And there's a system in how you can do this to run it effectively. And these are all successful tips by people who have run very successful care of skin businesses. So that's what the beauty of this market conference is. You have people who have got quote-unquote skin in the game who are sharing with you the top secrets so that you can then deploy them in your practice and then go and, you know, add value to your patients.
Yes. And you know what? And how honorable is it to think that there'll be plastic surgeons attending something where a dermal therapist is speaking, so that, because they will have something to learn from a dermal therapist, even though a plastic surgeon way more highly qualified as far as, you know, qualifications go, but still, you know, they've still got something they could possibly learn from a dermal therapist. So that's really honorable to even think that they learn from each other as well. It's great.
Yeah, so this is exactly right. And this is the complementary, collaborative, consultative process is what gives you the best value for the patient. Yes, you can do a few things, but you have a limit because your expertise doesn't extend beyond that. So if you get another person to complement either before treatment or after treatment, then overall, the results look better for much longer and patients are happier.
Exactly. Oh, look, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to be like a chicken with my head cut off, you know, room to room. But anyway, it'd be really exciting. Look, I've got to say, thank you so much for taking your time out to join me, and just so I can share this information with everyone. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Trish. Thanks for having me. And we look forward to welcoming you and your listeners to the non-surgical symposium.
Fantastic. And guys, if you haven't got your tickets out there yet, you can actually get them from nss@tphe.com.au, the Production House Events. They'll be happy to help you and get along there 23rd to 25th of June on the Gold Coast at the Convention Centre. Thank you so much, Dr. Somaiya. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Trish. Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Got a burning question for Trish? Message her on Instagram at Transforming Bodies, or join the 12,000 plus people in the Facebook group Plastic Surgery Support Forum for Aussie Chicks.